Reality behind conflicting narrations. One should remember that this is the juncture where extreme contradictions in narrations begin. The events which I have just mentioned have been described by various narrators in different ways to such an extent that the truth has been veiled completely and many people have been misled. They have either come to believe that the companions were involved in the entire affair, or that in the least, they held a heartfelt sympathy for the rebels. However, this is not correct. A great deal of caution is required with respect to the history of this era, because no era has followed after the one under discussion, which has been absent of such people who held sympathy for either one party or the other. This fact proves to be very detrimental to history, because when intense hatred or undue love is involved, a narration can never be transmitted in its true form. Even if a narrator does not speak falsehood, his narration is sure to carry a tinge of his thoughts. Moreover, the particulars of the narrators of history are not as clear as those of hadith. Although historians have taken a great deal of care, they are still unable to establish the authenticity of a narration in the likeness of broad daylight, as can be done in the case of hadith. So, a great deal of caution is necessary.